This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. So we were talking, Sudeep and Anna and I, about American businesses, no matter what President Trump says, still having to compete in a global economy. That is, the economy that exists inside a changing climate. And as we've been reporting all week, corporate America is already dealing with a low-carbon future. Case in point right now, Detroit. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
The U.S. auto industry is trying to sell cars in every corner of the globe. Michelle Krebs is an analyst with Auto Trader. Just look at China, she says.
It's a huge market for General Motors. Ford just recently got into the Chinese market and is growing its business there.
China's the largest car market in the world. They also have a big pollution problem they're interested in fixing quickly. Sam Abu El-Samad is an analyst for Navigant Research. He says the car industry is going to proceed as if the Paris Agreement is still in place.
They basically need to ignore these short-term fluctuations and deal with the scenarios that they know they're going to have to address in other markets.
On top of that, Abu El-Samad says the Paris Accord isn't even a legally binding agreement.
All the targets in there were voluntary anyway, which is what makes this whole thing more of a political show than anything actually quantitative.
While carmakers support the Paris Agreement, Brett Smith with the Center for Automotive Research points out they largely oppose tougher fuel economy standards set by the Obama administration.
So there's this two trains kind of running in opposite directions here, and the car companies have to be on both trains.
Smith says fuel-efficient cars aren't selling in the U.S. right now, but at least 10 states, including California, are keeping the stricter emissions targets.
California is a very important market, and as it starts to combine with some of the other states that will very likely continue this push, it becomes an even bigger market.
Smith says carmakers want a single regulatory structure, but in the short term, they may be selling trucks and SUVs in the U.S. and fuel-efficient models abroad. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.